We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, magnificent viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Azparabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá, Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Salera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Tere Morisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aquaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Namoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Arenandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Arenandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 on Bue on Medium Network Service MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoved Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Eternet City, Channel 26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhothera Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Ultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Unahan City in Henthi Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Darangab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Mandagob City, Channel 12 on Horol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongsha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Poti City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township in Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township in Beigang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $4.1 million to enhance medical care in Ao Lạc or Vietnam. In healthy living news, an Indian yoga leader discusses ways to build a better future. In Veg News, a prominent American rabbi advocates the plant-based diet. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 25th, is the National Day of Greece, observing independence declared in 1821. Containing more than 2,000 islands, this beautiful southern European nation between Albania and Turkey is known for its rich history and influence on the development of government, philosophy, and the arts around the globe. Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle are still studied today. Dating to approximately 17th century BCE, Greek is among the oldest of the Indo-European languages. Greece has numerous United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. These include the Acropolis of Athens, the archaeological site of Olympia, and Meteoroa, a region of sandstone peaks of which 24 amazing monasteries were built. Among famous Greeks are acclaimed poets Horde Sephoris and Odysseus Elitis, who were Nobel laureates for literature, and internationally recognized musicians Yanni. May the warm-hearted citizens of Greece have a festive national day.
Fly In News. Perth, Australia hit by devastating hail. Thunderstorms, hail and lightning strikes beginning Monday afternoon, March 22nd, caused some 150,000 people to lose power as heavy downpours flooded streets and some homes. Golf ball-sized hailstones also pelted the city amidst 120 km per hour winds, damaging roofs and collapsing car windscreens. In addition, vulnerable wildlife, such as the region's endangered Carnaby black cockatoos, were being treated for fractured wings and beaks due to impact of the hail, with some who perished from their injuries. On Tuesday, power was still out in many places as utility crews worked to restore function to the region, while damage was registered as likely being in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Our thanks, Australian officials, emergency personnel, and caring animal doctors, for your timely aid. We are saddened by the storm's cost to gentle bird lives as we pray for the protection of the Australian people and that humanity's more caring ways help stabilize conditions as these.
Sandstorm continues to wreak havoc across Asia. On Monday, March 23rd, Hong Kong officials issued alerts of near-record levels of air pollution as a dust storm descended that had first struck in China last week, where it continues to afflict key cities like Beijing. Arriving in Formosa or Taiwan from China a day before, the storm was identified as the most severe in decades, with people seen in hospitals increasing by 30%. That same day, warnings were issued as the storm arrived in the Korean Peninsula, where the yellow dust was said to be the worst in recorded history. Experts affirm that these sandstorms have been increasing in both frequency and severity in recent years due to desertification resulting from livestock overgrazing, deforestation, and climate change. Our appreciation, concerned health officials, for your cautionary initiatives. May heaven protect all those affected as we strive to lessen such conditions through our adoption of kinder, more eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Nations pledge to rebuild Darfur, Sudan. On Sunday, March 21st, the conference Development for Peace was hosted in Cairo, Egypt by the Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC. Attendees included the OIC's 57 member countries, as well as more than 20 non-member nations and some 50 international humanitarian organizations. By the meeting's conclusion, donor nations had pledged $841 million for Darfur's reconstruction, with funds going primarily toward roads and villages for the displaced, as well as education and agricultural projects. Major donors include the Islamic Development Bank of the OIC, Qatar, European Union, Turkey, Algeria, Belgium, and Australia. Other countries, such as the US, France, and Saudi Arabia, have affirmed separate commitments totaling over $600 million. Our thanks and providence bless Organization of the Islamic Conference and all donor countries for your generous assistance in rebuilding Darfur. May the warm-hearted Sudanese people flourish in peace as harmony prevails throughout the land.
President of Namibia inaugurated. On Sunday, March 21st, President Hifikepunye Pohamba assumed office for a second five-year term following his sweeping victory in the November 2009 elections. Attending the ceremony were both national and international leaders, along with some 20,000 supporters. The re-elected president pledged to increase employment and boost the economy, as he stated, "I will protect the independence, sovereignty, territorial, spiritual, and material resources of Namibia and ensure justice for all inhabitants of Namibia, so help me God." Our respectful congratulations, President Pohamba, on your renewed term of office. May God bless your leadership in achieving the highest goals of your valued fellow citizens.
Genesis Awards recognize media for raising awareness of animal welfare. The 24th Genesis Awards, hosted by the Humane Society of the United States, held in Los Angeles, USA, honored contributions from the news and entertainment industry in protecting animals and promoting their well-being. American actress Tippi Hedren was presented with the Genesis Lifetime Achievement Award for her endeavors and achievements in providing protection for wild cats.
Other award winners included the films Hotel for Dogs, Up, and the Oscar-winning documentary The Cove. The HBO documentary film Death on a Factory Farm was also awarded for its exposure of animal abuse at a farmed animal operation. Emmy Award-winning vegan CNN journalist Jane Velez-Mitchell was recognized for animal welfare segments on her program Issues with Jane Velez-Mitchell, while multi-Emmy Award-winning talk show host and vegan Ellen DeGeneres was honored for her episodes featuring discussions with vegetarian author Jonathan Safran Foer on his book Eating Animals.
Our applause all winners for the deserved recognition of your noble work in promoting the better treatment of animals. May such media programs and films continue to expand our greater love and care for all treasured animal co-inhabitants.
Late poet's family conveys gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's remembrance.
Không được nghe nhau nói, không được trông thấy nhau một lần.
Upon hearing that the great Alexis or Vietnamese poet Mr. Hula Wan, renowned for his poem The Purple Color of Rose Myrtles, passed away on March 18, 2010, Supreme Master Ching Hai had requested that our association members visit his bereaved family and convey her condolences. Mrs. Phan Thi Nhu, poet Hula Wan's wife, was very touched as she expressed her gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Tôi xin cảm ơn sư phụ. Tôi thấy mà sư phụ mà nghĩ đến cái chuyện văn thơ của ông và tôi, thì chúng tôi cũng phấn khởi mà xin gửi lời về thăm sư phụ.
Ngày xưa nàng yêu hoa xin tìm.
Together with his younger siblings, the eldest son of poet Hu Luan, who is also one of our association members, respectfully expressed as follows.
Con tên là Nguyễn Hữu Cương, là con trai cả của nhà thơ Hữu Loan, tức Nguyễn Hữu Loan. Hôm nay, đoàn đại diện của Hội Quốc tế Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư đã đến viếng bố con là nhà thơ Hữu Loan, mang lễ viếng của ngài. Nay con thay mặt gia đình kính cảm tạ sư phụ đã có tình cảm đặc biệt quan tâm đến bố con và gia đình. Con vô cùng xúc động. Con cầu mong sư phụ luôn luôn mạnh khỏe để gia trì và cứu chúng sinh trên toàn thế giới và toàn cõi vũ trụ này, và gia trì cho linh hồn bố con là nhà thơ Hữu Loan. Đệ tử của sư phụ, con Nguyễn Hữu Cương.
Tôi cũng gửi lời chúc sư phụ mạnh khỏe để mà gia trì cho chúng sinh trên toàn thế giới này.
Tôi là con thứ hai của bố tôi là nhà thơ Hữu Loan. Đấy. Hiện nay thì tôi đang công tác ở trường trung học cơ sở Nga Thạch đấy, và tôi dạy môn ngữ văn. Thế thì hôm nay thì tôi cũng rất là xúc động vì thấy phái đoàn của sư phụ về là thăm viếng bố tôi, thì chúng tôi cũng rất là cảm ơn sư phụ cùng với lại phái đoàn. Tôi xin gửi lời chúc sư phụ bình an, mạnh khỏe, trường thọ đấy, và làm được nhiều việc tốt cho nhân loại.
Tấm áo ngày xưa.
Tôi là Nguyễn Thị Hà, là con gái thứ ba của nhà thơ Hữu Loan. Thì tôi thì ở nhà thì làm ruộng thôi chứ cũng không tác đâu cả. Thì giờ phái đoàn có tấm lòng về thăm viếng bố tôi và chia buồn cùng gia đình, thì tôi cũng xin có lời là cảm ơn sư phụ và phái đoàn là về quan tâm đến gia đình tôi. Và chúc sư phụ có một sức khỏe dồi dào và trường thọ.
Qua những đồi hoa sim.
Thì tôi cũng là con thứ tư của nhà thơ Hữu Loan. Sư phụ quan tâm đến cụ thì tôi cũng có lời cảm ơn sư phụ, chúc sư phụ khỏe mạnh để giúp chúng sinh trên toàn thế giới được an lành.
Màu tím hoa sim.
Được cái sự quan tâm của các vị trở về thăm và viếng cho bố tôi cũng là một trong những người con của nhà thơ Hữu Loan và cũng là con trai út. Hiện đang công tác về cái lĩnh vực bảo tồn di sản văn hóa của Việt Nam. Thứ nhất là cảm ơn đến sư phụ và cảm ơn đến tất cả trong cái đoàn của các anh.
Những đồi hoa sim dài trong chiều không hề.
Talented poet Hula Wan's passing away has left much sorrow for his loved ones and the Alexis people. May the poet's family always be graced with abundant love and grace from above.
Ngày xưa nàng yêu hoa sim tím nên áo nàng màu tím hoa sim.
Israeli journalist freed. Mr. Yotam Feldman was released on March 21st in Egypt following a week of detainment. Mr. Feldman's employer, Israel's Channel 10, worked with Israeli and Egyptian officials to secure the freedom of Mr. Feldman, who was on a documentary assignment at the time. We thank Channel 10 and all Israeli and Egyptian personnel for your cooperative endeavors resulting in Mr. Feldman's swift release. wishing him happy homecomings with loved ones as we pray for heaven's protection of all journalists as they work to bring accurate and timely information to the public.
Save our planet. Climate change is real and now. A report by Australia's top science bodies, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, or CSIRO, and the Bureau of Meteorology, sounds the alarm about the imminent dangers of climate change, saying that temperatures have risen about 0.7 degrees Celsius in the last 50 years. The report also states that both CO2 and methane are at their highest levels in perhaps 20 million years.
As a result, every region of the country is warming during every season, and each decade surpasses the previous decade's temperature records. Sea levels rising by 9 centimetres between 1993 and 2009, along with changes in precipitation, represent other marked consequences of climate change, with rainfall in the north and central parts of the country increasing substantially, while decreases in the south and east have led to severe droughts.
Scientists at Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation and the Bureau of Meteorology, we are grateful for this report, which is also a call to action. May we all unite in restoring harmony and balance to our Earth.
In an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai referred to the experts' increasingly serious reports on climate change and reiterated the most urgently needed countermeasures.
Now, according to expert scientists, the atmospheric temperatures are rising so steeply that we do not have much time left to change. And that is just what they have predicted up to date. The effects of climate change can be seen in so many ways, with increased flooding, droughts, fire, and even earthquakes everywhere in the world. How do we stop these alarming changes? The greenhouse gases released from the animals, from their waste, agriculture runoff, and the activities related to these massive operations have been identified as the primary, the number one cause of global warming. We have to halt the meat consumption and the livestock raising. Instead, we should choose to buy organic vegetable and fruit products to save our lives and those of our families, save the animals and the planet.
Save Our Planet, US-based United Environment and Energy, LLC, introduces an eco-friendly roof coating made from previously used vegetable oil that can switch from reflecting the sun's rays to absorbing heat, thus saving energy and reducing costs.
Save Our Planet, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, partners with Ô Lạc's or Vietnam's Quang Tri province to organize an awareness-raising campaign about the importance of protecting sea turtles.
Save Our Planet, the town of Klamath Falls in Oregon, USA, employs sustainable geothermal energy to keep sidewalks clear of snow, as well as heat houses, schools, and the local hospital.
Save Our Planet, in commemoration of the UN's World Forest and Tree Day, Angola's Forest Ministry announces that a conservation centre is being created in Cabinda Province to protect and preserve at-risk Angolan flora.
One of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm vegan. Today, I'm going to share a tip on a healthy food. Did you know that dandelions, which may grow abundantly in your yard, have lots of nutrients, such as vitamins A, C, and K? They are rich in calcium and potassium. They also contain iron and protein. Dandelions are superb additions to salads, soups, or stews. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Mm-hmm.
In medical news, the Japanese International Cooperative Agency donates $4.1 million to enhance medical care in Olac or Vietnam. The funds will be used to provide new equipment to the National Hospital for Obstetrics and Gynecology in Olac's capital city. More than 80 units are scheduled to be installed by February 2011 and will benefit an estimated 6.2 million people in the region. Our heartfelt gratitude, Japanese International Cooperative Agency, and heaven bless your generosity. May the resourceful Olac's people be ever healthy and happy on a thriving planet.
In Healthy Living News, a yoga leader discusses ways to build a better future. In Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan, Dr. Akayasham Hashivanada Ivaduta spoke on ways to create a sustainable society to help cope with climate change, economic insecurity, and psychological stress. He is the rector of the International Yoga Seminary for Social Service in Sweden and chancellor of Ananda Marga Gurukula, an association of educational institutes in over 50 countries.
If the whole world follows this policy of economic decentralization and utilizing the potentialities of nature and work in alignment with nature, then there is abundance in nature.
Dr. Sham Hashivanada encouraged spiritual practice and a vegetarian diet to assist in creating a better world.
So unless there is change of consciousness, elevation of our consciousness, we will not be able to change the society. We recommend diet, which is not only vegetarian, but those things which are good for the body and good for the mind and which help us to realize the higher levels of consciousness, that type of diet is the best to take.
Those who attended the lecture talked about Dr. Sham Hashivanada's message.
We must 采取素食, 因为可以减少对土地的负荷, 那才可以让 比较多人活在富足的环境里面.
We should move above this physical level, and each person should also take care of their spirituality. In this way, for sure, the world would be a much nicer place.
要永恒的话，那就像天地万物与我为一体.
Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Akayasham Hashivanada Avaduta, for your wise words promoting increased spiritual awareness to bring about an earth in which life can prosper. May we soon see the golden age manifest as more adopt a compassionate lifestyle. Coming up, a prominent American rabbi promotes the plant-based diet to create a kinder world. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. More joyful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, sharing news for a generous world. In Veg News, a leading American rabbi expresses his advocacy of the plant-based diet. An article in the award-winning USA publication Jewish Journal reported that Rabbi David Wolpe, an acclaimed author and speaker, has declared that he's a longtime follower of the animal-free diet. Rabbi Wolpe, the rabbi of Sinai Temple in Los Angeles, California, is quoted as saying, "We are the custodians of creation. Our first responsibility is to be kind." Since Jewish people from Iran constitute approximately one-third of Rabbi Wolpe's congregation, the Jewish Journal included a recipe for sabzi palo, a delicious vegan Persian pilaf. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Rabbi David Wolpe, on your compassionate lifestyle and promotion of the earth-saving veg diet. Many thanks also, Jewish Journal, for sharing this uplifting information and recipe. May people of all faiths honor the root of religion through the cruelty-free diet.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Ksitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshiping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kshitigarbha Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Now for some laughter with a joke told in Azerbaijani entitled Map Reading.
Yer dersi. Müəllim yer elmləri dərs verirdi, kartda oxuyurdu. O tələbələrinə başa salırdı uzunluğu, genişliyi, vüsəti və dəqiqələri. Dərs tutarandan əvvəl tələbələrindən sual verir ki, ola bilər ki, bir gün sizdən xahiş etdim, gələsiniz səhər yeməyimə. O dəqiqə uzunluğu şimali və 45 vüsəti, 15 dəqiqə sərgi genişliyi. Bir tələbənin səsi kəsilər və könüllü cavab verər ki, zənnimcə siz tək yeməli olacaqsınız, müəllim.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master,
I am a resident of Pakistan, and for the last 2 months I've accepted the vegetarian lifestyle. I'm concerned about global warming, and I will initiate the concern over this matter in my college. Please pray for me and for the Earth's soul. Iqbal from Multan, Pakistan.
Greetings, Iqbal. It is wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Planet-loving Iqbal, many thanks for your note. It is good news that you have transitioned to the Earth-saving veg diet. You're welcome to visit www.suprememastertv.com/SOS and use any information, all free of charge, that can be of use to you. My prayers are always with our wondrous ecosphere and all beings. Allah's blessings and light to you. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly compassion be your guide on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
President Cristina Fernandez of Argentina is welcomed in Peru for the first visit by an Argentine head of state in 16 years to renew friendly relations and boost cooperative endeavors.
Deputy Prime Minister Chuang Vinh-Chung of Ao Lak, or Vietnam, and Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen officially open Highway 78, a passageway linking the two countries that also highlights their neighborly relations.
Following its approval by the House of Representatives, U.S. President Barack Obama signs into law a bill that seeks to ensure affordable access to health services for all Americans.
India's Chief Minister Omar Abdullah reports that due to greater regional stability, a total of 35,000 troops have been withdrawn from Jammu and Kashmir state over the past 15 months, with plans for further reductions.
During his visit to Bulgaria, Turkey's Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu meets with Bulgarian President Georgi Parvanov to discuss bilateral relations as well as regional and international developments.
U.S. Congressperson and meat-free advocate Jared Polis introduces a bill that would offer students plant-based school lunch options to curb issues like obesity and diabetes through the provision of healthy fare.
A three-day handicraft exhibition in the West Bank's Bethlehem Peace Center showcases the work of Palestinian women artisans and their creative expressions of the land's traditions and culture.
To aid Chilean residents in recovering from the massive February quake, the government announces a reconstruction plan that prioritizes education and housing, as well as job creation in the most affected areas.
In observation of the United Arab Emirates' 24th Science Day, Her Highness Sheikha Fatima bin Saka bin Zayed Al Nahyan donates educational display equipment and 1,500 books for the country's schools.
US-based internet technology company Google announces new translation services for two pre-Hispanic Central American languages, Maya and Nahuatl, that are spoken by a total of 2.5 million people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.